Should Skagway build a multi-million-dollar pool? At a borough assembly meeting last week, about a dozen residents spoke in favor of expanding the Skagway Recreation Center to include a pool. But the assembly decided to get a better handle on how expensive it would be and how to pay for it before making a decision. The proposed rec center expansion includes more room for exercise machines, physical therapy rooms, and a daycare area. But it's the pool that some Skagway residents see as the most important addition. Here's Beth Smith.
I think it is crazy how many people in this town where we live on water that cannot swim. And it's frightening because it is a survival skill that everyone should have.
Smith had her daughter, Addison, backing her up.
I think we should have a pool because it's fun. And I really want to know how to swim. And we shouldn't have to go to Haines to have swim lessons and go on that long ferry ride.
Teaching children and adults how to swim was the main reason many gave for supporting the pool. Orion Hansen said it would also be therapeutic.
There are a lot of men in this town who have a lot of bumps and bruises and broken bones and no cartilage and worn out backs. And when you get in your 50s and 60s, you know, I see how hard my dad goes and how hard he hurts. And swimming's one thing he can do.
A few of the pool supporters said the municipality should raise sales tax 1% during construction to pay for the project. The engineers contracted to design the expansion plans, Northwind, estimate it will cost between $5 and $20 million, depending on whether a pool and other aspects are included. Resident Nola Lampkin said she was surprised by the price tag.
I hope that you feel very certain before you decide to build it, that we can sustain the payments.
The assembly wasn't certain about the financial picture. They talked about how, aside from the millions needed for construction, it could cost anywhere from $500,000 to $900,000 each year to operate and maintain the facility. Assemblyman Tim Cochran said raising the mill rate on property taxes might be another avenue to finance the expansion.
It's not going to be a popular one, but there's sacrifices that would have to be made for undertaking a project like this.
Assemblymember Steve Burnham Jr. said he wasn't sure about Northwind's cost estimates. He suggested the assembly get a second opinion.
I mean, if somebody tells me I need a heart transplant, I'm going to go talk to somebody else and see if they agree. So before we move down the path of spending $12 million to $20 million, we should find out if that's really what we need to be looking at.
Burnham said the assembly shouldn't rush to draw up an ordinance to raise sales tax or mill rates too quickly. He said it's important to make sure the public is on board.
Because we've failed too many times in the last couple of years on that.
If the assembly decided sales tax or mill rate hikes were the best option, it would require a public vote. While the assembly didn't take any action on the rec center expansion, it did approve a master planning proposal on another big project, the Solid Waste Recycling Public Works and RV Park Master Plan. The $164,000 contract with Corvus Design covers planning, a site survey, and geotechnical investigation. Steve Burnham Jr. made a motion at the end of the three-hour meeting to direct all borough committees and boards to meet in assembly chambers. He said meeting in assembly chambers could give more opportunity for public involvement, since some of the locations where boards hold meetings don't have much space for extra people. The assembly approved the motion 4-2, with Cochran and Spencer Morgan voting against it. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch says some of the boards that don't currently meet in assembly chambers are the Clinic Board, Library Board, and Rec Center Board. Finally, the assembly scheduled a meeting with Gateway Project Manager Chad Gubala to go over progress on the waterfront project in the wake of the Tidelands lease vote. That meeting is this Friday at 4 p.m. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.